There's meditation and then there's contemplation. I favor contemplation because contemplation is a way of being in the world. To make your life prepare is a form of contemplation. Contemplation is a way in which you align yourself with context instead of content, with context and intention, that your life is of service to the Lord and to your fellow human being. And out of unconditional love, you ask God to transform how you understand the world. So it's a way of being in the world, and it's contextualizing the meaning, significance, and intention of your life. That recontextualization then transforms perception. And how you see things differs from the way the world sees it. All right, so the mind looks out and it sees form. That's the linear. It registers that and it recognizes it. And how does it do this? It does it because the mind is always watching. So I'll show you the progressive fields of realization. You move from thinking, I am this, and move back and back to realizing that you are this here. So at first you think you're the content, that you're linear and restricted. This registers and it's recognition, but how do you know what's going on? Here's the first jump you can make. You can realize I am not the content of what is being witnessed. I am the witnesser, I am the watcher, the experiencer, I am the observer witness. If you have a contemplative lifestyle, it's very easy to recognize. It's not very difficult. You don't have to meditate, do a lot of weird breathing and stuff. Pranayama, by the way, calibrates at 190. 190. Yep. It's a hard way to get to heaven. Takes a lot of Kleenex. I don't believe in artificial means of energy manipulation. There are many techniques out there that are sold for a price. Secrets of the ancient mystics. Secret mysteries of the ancient occult mysteries. For only $5,000, I'll tell you what they are. By intention, it's very simple to see that the reason you know what's going on is because there's a watchingness and an experiencingness, and this phenomenon is happening spontaneously. There's no you that's watching or experiencing. That's the conclusion. Watching and experiencing and awareness, the observing and the witness, is happening autonomously. So when you move from identifying with out there, you realize that consciousness is observing and witnessing all the time. And this phenomena is autonomous. There's no you deciding to be aware. Awareness is happening of its own. It's a phenomena that's intrinsic to your existence. The light of consciousness is intrinsic to your existence. It's not volitional. So you withdraw from out there-ness and you begin to see everything is occurring spontaneously of its own because of its own potential actualizing. That potentiality actualizes spontaneously. There's no you that thinks about it and decides to do it and then takes credit or blame for having it happen. Because of the context, everybody here-ness plus the who-ness of whatever is talking here, you begin to realize that being aware itself is spontaneous, autonomous, and non-volitional. Behind the light of consciousness, you then begin to realize the self, and out of that, the awareness that even the self is spontaneously being what it is. There's no you involved in all of it. So there's no personal you involved in anything about your life at all. It's all delusional. Isn't that nice? All in favor. Yay. Okay, we'll move. I think intention is what sets karmic patterns, you see, because actions are pretty autonomous. And I mean, what you take responsibility for is the intention. So there's a famous saying in 12-step groups, you know, you're responsible for the effort and not the result. So you're karmically accountable for your intention. But the consequences of the action are up to God and the whole universe and the world the way it is, etc. So intention sets your karmic pattern, and it's your culpability. So you can make a big mistake out of innocence, and although you're accountable, you're not severely culpable.
And you can make very serious errors and be extremely culpable for things that are really vicious by intention. You see that on television all the time. The intention of these blog sites, etc., is to injure and hurt the other person. So even though it's feigned innocence and they give it some political excuse, nevertheless, the intention is quite glaringly obvious, you see, to attack and injure the president, let's say, personally, not politically, but personally, to injure the person and insult them and denigrate them. So if you then do that, then you have the karmic consequence of intending to harm another person out of malice. So you can try to veil it with some pseudo-sophisticated sophistry, but the intention is pretty clear and obvious, you see. So as you evolve spiritually, you become more and more aware of essence, and you become more difficult to fool. People are more difficult to fool as they sharpen their awareness.